Not having workers work will save Dane County $700,000 next year. Voluntary leave was offered in the past, however, it resulted in only a few thousand dollars saved, according to Dane County Executive Joe Parisi.
Our employees have really stepped up to the plate. They realize that we're in a very challenging budget situation, and they want to be part of the solution.
There are 2,200 Dane County employees. So far, 398 have agreed to take unpaid leave. It's no guarantee against layoffs, but Union President Shannon Meyer of AFSCME Local 720 is hopeful.
We are expecting that it will have a direct impact on how many jobs we can save.
One supervisor who voted against the county worker contracts wants them renegotiated. Eileen Bruskowitz says the 3% pay increase comes at a time when the county can't afford it.
We knew that at that time that we were going to be facing large budget shortfalls, whether or not we had revenue caps.
The revenue caps included in Governor Walker's budget were an effort to control local taxes. Lawmakers also put limits on collective bargaining. Dane County contracts were approved before that, and Meyer objects to renegotiating them as Bruskowitz wants.
She needs to realize that if we were to do so, we lose everything.
In the hopes more employees will take unpaid days off, Dane County's extending the sign-up for voluntary leave until September 23rd. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.